Welcome to our roaming labor correspondent, Willie Terry. You're joining us to talk about the upcoming Martin Luther King community event. How would you describe the event?
The 2020-22 MLK event, I would describe as a massive undertaking of what we're trying to do. We're trying to make it not as they have had events in the past where they just celebrated King and talk about, you know, his accomplishments in civil rights movement, and then go home, you know, and everybody feel they have did something. What we want to do is, you know, educate people, you know, do a lot of education and give people a charge, you know, something to do after this. And the other point, we want to try to build something, you know, to build it, because it's important that when we do things, but do things in terms of trying to move things forward, move the social movement or struggle forward.
What would you describe the Capital Region's relationship, the movement behind preserving the history, educating people on significant figures like Martin Luther King Jr.?
Well, there is no real education, you know, around Dr. King. You know, basically everything kind of take place during Black History Month or during his birthday. There's a lot of education going on. But, you know, after that, there's not a whole lot. And that's bad. I mean, that's not just here in the Capital Region. That's all over the country. You know, there's a lot of things that happen in the civil rights movement and prior to the civil rights movement that should be taught, which was true history of this country. And it's not just Black history or history of Martin Luther King, but it's history of America.
Yeah, true history is a great description of that. So this year's event is really focusing on his connection to the labor movement, something that you specialize in. Maybe some of our listeners don't know that labor rights was a high priority for Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King's agenda. So what are some things that listeners should know?
Well, first of all, you know, people should study it. You know, I want to say that. And I just want to throw this book out here. There's a book that was put together by a guy called Michael K. Honey, H-O-N-E-Y. And the book is called All Labor Has Dignity. And it's not a book where he just wrote. It's a book of King's speeches that and writings that nobody have probably heard of. And mostly it geared towards his work with labor. King, he really supported the labor movement. And he saw the labor movement as a instrument in terms of building some type of social justice movement in this country. And King walked picket lines. You know, the only one we know about is the garbage workers in Memphis, Tennessee, a lot of us know, when he got killed. But he did more than that. He worked with 1199. He worked with women's labor unions. He walked picket lines. And in that book, there's a picture of him on the picket line, script workers that was on strike. So King did a lot. And the labor movement did a lot in the civil rights movement that a lot of people don't know. In terms of the bus boycott down south, they supported the bus boycott. A lot of labor leaders got arrested. They took issue with the bus company. They threatened to, you know, close down the bus company or strike, you know, if they didn't allow Black people, you know, to ride the bus, you know, free from discrimination. And when they had the march on Washington, if you go and look at pictures, you'll see there's a lot of labor support from labor unions, United Auto Workers, 1199. They got a lot of buses and organized people to go to the march on Washington. So labor and the civil rights movement, they were united in some way, and King saw the importance of that. And what we want to do here, you know, for this particular events that are happening, it's not just happening in Troy, but it's also happening in Albany and other areas. We want to build a labor and community coalition of labor and community network here throughout the region. Because you have a lot of people who do a lot of things fighting for social justice, but they never talk to one another. They never organize one another. You know, they're all doing their thing and not realizing that they all have something in common if they come together, and the movement can be strong.
Mm-hmm. So, of course, the education system is not teaching the full history of the U.S., and the young people may not have the same significant relationship to MLK. How do you think that the education system could be better? How do you think that we could do justice to the significance of who Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King is for the youth?
We need to educate all our youth about the true history of America. And like I said, there's a lot of people who don't want that history to come out, because if that history come out, then, you know, our youth would act a certain way. You know, they won't look at America as they look at it now. But one thing I just want to say is that, you know, we talk about the youth. Yeah, we got to educate the youth, but the community and families and parents don't know a lot about the history. They need to be educated in some way. You can't split the youth and the adults. You know, we all one. We all have something to give to each other. The adults have to give the education to the youth, you know, let them know what went on in the past. And the youth is the group that's going to take up that mantle to fight for that. And it is the relationship between adults and the youth that have to be a one relationship. It's not a separate relationship. Just that, you know, we have to educate them and they educate us.
Personally, growing up, how did you learn about Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King? And how do you connect with the readings? I mean, of course, labor movement is very significant to your work. But how personally have you grown with this history?
Well, I grew up in the South. I'm from Georgia, and I was down there during the era of Jim Crow. Where I was, I didn't see it as much as some of the other places and people saw it, because we had our own community. You know, we had our own schools, our own education system, where we did things, our own doctors, black pharmacies, supermarkets. You know, we had a lot of that independence. Although we knew about white control of the economy, but at least we had some control. We didn't have all control. So I grew up there, and I first heard about Martin Luther King. But I heard about him prior to the time I'm gonna tell you about. But when he got shot, and at our school, you know, I thought we were gonna do something, and I heard it, and I would say, "Well, what's gonna happen?" But we never did anything. You know, we ever got out and marched or anything. But you know, but we did take it serious of what is happening, and was sad about it. And in our area where we were, you know, there was a Jim Crow. We couldn't go to white libraries. There's certain places we couldn't go to eat downtown. Certain jobs we couldn't get. You know, it was that was happening, but we did have some semi autonomy. And my growing up, I came to New York because there was no opportunities in the South. And when I came to Pierce, there was a lot of opportunities that was opening up. And what I did, I took advantage of some of the opportunities. And as I got into school and different places, then I became educated. People started educating me about the history of the movement, the history of King, and then. You know, and I said, "Wow, I didn't know all that." Then I started studying. I read, and I studied, and I learned all about that. And although I think we have to fight, you know, to let people know about King, there are also other people, a whole lot of other people that I know that I wish we could celebrate, but the system won't recognize them. I mean, I like Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey, you know, Ida B. Wells. Kwame Ture people I'm talking about, his name is Stokely Carmichael. There's a whole lot of people that I can name, the Black Panthers, you know, that we don't celebrate, right? Because even though we had civil rights movement, the struggle changed. I mean, people don't remain the same. You know, even though we're talking about this, we can't go back that way. We got to go forward. And forward, we got to look at what's out there. And we got to deal with, you know, what's going on in the environment that we're in today.
So the event is taking place on January 17th from 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. We're calling it the MLK Celebration 2022, Labor and Community United for Social Justice. And where can listeners sign up and register for the event?
Go to mediasanctuary.org. They can sign up.
Thank you so much, Willie Terry, for joining us and for doing all the work that you do on this event and all of your labor and history coverage and being a fantastic correspondent.
And thank you, too, for all the work you do and helping us.